1, 2, 3, 4. Lenny leads a lavish life, free of any strife. He adores his wine and his brandy. Private jet, limousine, designer clothes, fine cuisine, devours caviar like it's candy. Lenny is on top of the world. Riding in his Rolls Royce, Lenny hears a little voice say, "Pardon me for intruding, but you shall buy a lot of stuff. Never seems to be enough. What exactly do you think you're proving? Glazed rack of lamb, fried eggs and spam. Either one is better than starvation. You could live the dream without all this bling, just by lowering your expectations." Then the voice went on to say, "You know, back in the day, people died of syphilis and rabies. Lucky if they could survive till the age of 45, you could still be dancing in your 80s. Transatlantic flight, or riding on your bike, either one will bring some liberation. You can feel sublime and hardly spend a dime if you just realign your expectations." I won't pull any more punches, I'll just say what I mean. All your extravagant consumption is just a little bit obscene. Lenny had to make a choice, ignore the little voice, or follow it in this new direction. He decided on the spot, he'll give away his yacht and all of his worldly possessions. "Don't be insane, I'm just yanking your chain. That's not the way Freddy was leaning." No, Freddy rejoiced as he drowned out the voice with Chardonnay and premium sashimi. But the voice got it right. It's never black or white. Happiness is always subjective. One man's trash is another's treasure. When you put it all together, it really all comes down to perspective. Caribbean cruise or paddling canoes, either one will light up your vacation. Stay at the Ritz or at Motel 6, either way you'll have accommodation. Filet mignon or hot dog on a bun, front row seats or dancing in the streets, life can lush, just don't ask for too much. And hang on to them low expectations.